Trey Songz, that's on Fresh FM 735. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, like I said, listen, it's a Monday and we're in the mood to fight, okay? And fight is exactly what we're going to do right about now. The newly sanctioned World Athletics DSD regulations will force athletes like Boma, like Masilingi, and just also right next door like Kasta, to reduce their blood testosterone level in order to compete. Now, the question that we're asking this morning is, should Boma and Masilingi challenge this or simply comply? Now, here are the facts, okay? Last week, Thursday, the governing body of World Athletics voted to reduce the amount of blood testosterone permitted for athletes with differences in sex development. That's what DSD stands for. Differences in sex development. Now, DSD is a group of rare conditions whereby a person's hormones, genes, or reproductive organs may be a mix of male and female characteristics. Some of those affected prefer the term intersex.
Quite interesting. And then also something else to take into consideration today is that now under the new rules, DSD athletes will be required to reduce their blood testosterone levels to below 2.5 nanomoles, that is per liter, half of the previously accepted level of 5 nanomoles. Okay, now athletes must also remain under this threshold for around about 2 years in order to compete internationally in the female category in any track or field event. The new rules now encompasses all track events, a change from previous restrictions which only affected events ranging from the 400 meters to a mile.
Now, they will only be required to suppress the testosterone levels for 6 months before competing in any World Athletics sanctioned event. But this still does not allow enough time for our girls, Boma and others, to comply before August's World Championships in Budapest, Hungary, which is the one championship that we were looking forward for, for the girls.
For this year.
Okay. Now, the question is, should Boma and Masilingi challenge this or simply comply? Keeping in mind that South African Casterson Semenya, right next door, fought a long legal battle with World Athletics over DSD rules, but was eventually forced to move away from her preferred distance to events like the 5,000 meters in order to keep competing. And you jumped on this train and you are joining this fight. And let's quickly hear what Abudi Osvaldo has to say about this.
You're fresh. Good morning. What it do? What it do? New blessings. You know, it's a blue Monday. About Boma and Masilingi, I wanted to add on that. Why should they take the testosterone pills or whatever if they are females? They were born females. They are females. So what are they going to do? Are all the athletes that are females going to take the medication, or is it only the two of them? It's not their fault that they were born stronger and muscular and whatsoever, because I read about the one where the transgenders will not be allowed to compete and they have to take medications and stuff like that to lower their testosterone. That makes sense because they are not female. So yeah, that in order for it to be fair. But then Boma and Masilingi are female, like they were born female. So why should they take medicine and pills and whatsoever if the rest are not? Unless the whole world, all the athletes are going to take it, all the female athletes are going to take it, then yeah, it'll probably make sense. But can only be a certain group, because they are all still females.
Right now, there's a group of 13 athletes that are affected by this all around the world. 13 of them will be directly affected by this new DSD rules that the World Athletics sanctioned last week. Abudi Botha, obviously, you know, had to comment on the situation. And this is about the coach.
Botha is the coach of Christine Yates.
And this was his voice. Obviously, this is his initial response. He still needs to go study the verdict and get back to us in full.
Hi, yes, my name is Henk Gwede. I'm the coach for Christine Boma, and obviously I've heard the news of World Athletics, and yes, this is a setback for our planning for the year, but obviously there will be a lot of setbacks and a lot of challenges throughout the journey of Christine, and we will take it. We will look at the different options we have on the table. We'll go through the whole regulation and see how and where we're going to do it. But this will not put us down. We will fight and we will get back, and then Namibia will be still proud of Christine Boma, and we'll keep on supporting her. Thank you very much for each and everyone out there that sent a message and a WhatsApp. Thank you for your support, and please, your prayers to Christine that we can get through this big and challenging event. Thank you very much.
So yeah, obviously at this point, we all know that he only represents Christine Boma and not Beatrice Masilingi anymore. So we'd actually love to even, you know, as time goes on, hear from what Beatrice's team has to say. But regardless, lawyer Apollo Chimakeleni also added his legal voice to the conversation.
With regards to the decision, Athletics Namibia or the affected athletes can challenge the new regulations. The starting point would be to review the rules and regulations that govern the decision, and then possibly lodge an appeal with World Athletics. Should the outcome be unsatisfactory, they may then approach the Court of Arbitration for Sport, well known as CAS. I should recall, Kesta Semenya has been through this process and she lost her case at CAS. The basis of the ruling, in short, was that the regulations were found to be discriminatory, but that such discrimination was a necessary, reasonable and proportionate means of achieving the World Athletics' aim of preserving the integrity of female athletics. This decision was subsequently upheld by the Swiss Supreme Court. So Athletics Namibia or the affected Namibian athletes would need to get a substantial legal opinion as to their prospects of success in light of the decision regarding Kesta Semenya, and also given the fact that this process will be very costly. I do not see any pushback should one challenge the decision, and even if there were, I do not think it should matter. We live in a world where a high premium is placed on human rights and fairness, and any challenge to the decision would be made within the established legal framework.
Thank you so much. There you have the facts. The lawyer Apollos also adding his legal voice to it, citing the case of Kesta against the whole world, if I may put it, and the decision being upheld by the Sport of Arbitration. Where do you stand? What should they do? Keeping in mind again the previous case of Kesta, also the legal costs that are involved, and keeping in mind if they do comply, it's going to take them at least 2 years, or they need to be on the meds at least for 2 years
they have to be on the meds for 2 years before they can compete internationally.
It depends almost now how their body reacts to it. Because it says DSD athletes will be required to reduce their blood testosterone level to below 2.5. Fine. I'm just trying to find that that 2 year situation here. Athletes must also remain under this threshold For two years. Order to compete internationally in the female category in any track and field event. That's where we're standing right now.
This is... Wow.
It's madness.
Wow.
Yeah. How to put it? Marinate on it, let it sink in.
Let it sink in, and
then you send us that voice note, 083-000-1029.
True. We really just want to pick your brain on how this would actually... affect our girls, because you know what it is also, partner, this actually changes a lot, not only the way their bodies look but the way that they feel. Hey, and the last thing that you would ever want to do is to feel like a stranger in your own body.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? So this is going to change a lot, but yeah, feel free to let us know. 0800-1029.
We've got traffic coming up. We'll also speak about fantasy football, and we'll tell you what is it that you need to do to walk away with a $500 voucher to spare.
Bumper Clash Zirkus. Scratch marks, Zirkus.